the aforementioned Damian Cox joins us now, columnist, sportsnet.ca. Good morning, Damian.
Good morning. I'm just a little concerned. How did they shoehorn 8,800 people into the RICO?
fire safety hazards were not fully followed, potentially.
They didn't get that many when I went there in grade school to see the big horsey show every year. They didn't get 8,800 in there, but it does smell better now than it did.
It doesn't smell like a stable. No matter how the Marlies started the game.
They should have done what they used to do at Chicago Stadium a million years ago. They were the fire regulations only allowed them 16,666, and they would put 20,000 in there, but they would announce 16,666 all the time.
Yes, I think there were any number of rules, regulation, laws, and whatever that were broken at Chicago Stadium over the years.
You guys are probably
for the people who didn't get to go there. It was an unusually smelly,
aromatic. Yes, it was indeed
unusually messy place.
So was Boston Garden. It was kind of. Yeah,
I think anywhere where you're walking down a staircase to your dressing room on skates, safety is not the top priority at that arena.
More guys didn't get hurt doing that, going down the
steps. Boy, was it a wonderful place to watch a hockey and a basketball game.
I never saw basketball. I saw the Hawks play there. Now, I wanted to ask you about this. It seems to have upset you greatly. The celebration that started the moment that the Capitals won the Stanley Cup, and Alex Ovechkin has gone on this run through the city of Washington with the cup and, I guess, one pitcher of beer after another. Why is this bothering you?
I don't think it upset him as much as you think it did.
I actually don't think it upset me at all. I feel as though I've been unfairly castigated in this matter. I think probably because I didn't jump up and down and say, this is the most fantastic thing ever in the history of ever. Look at them. Aren't they having a great time? I just think, this is kind of what hockey teams do pretty much every time. Now, these guys did it, obviously, more publicly, and people seem to be enjoying it. And my response is, okay, even if it's not my thing, it's their thing. They get to choose, and they're having a great time, as long as they don't get behind the wheel or break any laws or pee in anybody's front yard, then, go to it, boys.
Okay, so leave Damian alone now. That's
it. Yeah,
you can keep going if you want. I mean, but it is amazing to me. Like, I get accused of berating them now and dumping all over Alex Ovechkin. Like, you know what? The one thing I've learned, guys, with this Twitter thing, which apparently is going to stay around for a while, it doesn't really matter what you said in the first place, and it really doesn't matter what you said in the second place if you try to defend yourself.
Yeah, explaining it is often a more difficult task than anything. Speaking of social media, I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like this.
Can't think anything of it. Nope.
This Sen story. And 2 weeks ago, we thought we'd hit the apex with social media with Mr. and Mrs. Colangelo, but look, we've had teammates get in fights with each other. We have had issues with wives and girlfriends on teams. I suppose that will happen. I've never read details like this. And Don Brennan in The Sun this morning is like, there's been parking lot confrontations already about this. This was no secret deep within the Ottawa Senators dressing room about all this tension in the last few months of the season.
I'm a little older than you, boys, so I go back a little bit further, and I remember things like Mike Kekich and Fritz Peterson swapping wives with the Yankees in the early 70s. I've been in situations where one player's wife was involved with another player. I've gone through all that, and various and sundry problems between players, but wow. And what's really weird about this story, first of all, I mean, my condolences to Erik Karlsson's wife. Somebody is harassing her, and they need to find out who that person is, and it's obviously been a very painful experience. So that's what matters first. But she has clearly pointed the finger at Mike Hoffman's girlfriend, and Mike Hoffman and his are totally denying this, that they had anything to do with anything. So somebody's lying here, guys, and somebody's lying big time, or this is a massive, massive misunderstanding. But it sure does go some ways to tell you why the Ottawa Senators might not have been the most successful hockey team last year with this kind of thing between their star players in the middle of the dressing room. And again, what really matters is, you know, the bullying that's gone on with Erik Karlsson's wife. That's the number one issue, and I think it's important that we don't lose sight of that. But wow, I really can't think of, sitting here at this moment, a similar situation in a sport. I guess that's where we are in 2018.
So either this woman, the girlfriend of Mike Hoffman, did a horrible thing, or else someone else is doing a horrible thing, and the Karlssons are accusing this woman of something she didn't do. And I don't understand how so they go to the police and they get a peace bond, or try to get one. Don't you need evidence to present to them that this is the person that should be in trouble?
And perhaps they do.
Great question. I mean, you know, great question. And I think we're all just learning about this story right now. I think one thing we know for sure, from a sports point of view, Mike Hoffman and or Erik Karlsson will not be Ottawa Senators next year because the well has been irretrievably poisoned. But, you know, and it's interesting, the Brian Colangelo thing. And, you know, and we've seen this with Tiger Woods and other athletes. Stuff is traceable to some degree. And people think they're being secretive, and it turns out they're not as secretive as they thought they will. So maybe there is evidence. And I think there's probably other behaviors maybe that have gone to fuel Mrs. Karlsson's suspicions. But, boy, oh, boy, these are nasty, nasty allegations. And like I say, I mean, you know, you've got the Mike Hoffman's agent completely and utterly denying this. So this is going to be a story to watch for a while.
And I think
it does not make Pierre Dorion's job very easy right now.
No, but I mentioned the other day on the air, I can't figure out for the life of me how Randy Lee's going into work every day. I don't know how they haven't suspended him, at least with pay. These are incredibly serious allegations against him from behavior at the draft. And he's like, there's nothing from the Sens except the effort to hire a high-priced lawyer who defended Patrick Kane, amazingly enough, a couple times, just to help Randy Lee out. I think you have to, all of us would get sent home with similar accusations, at least with pay, until it was sorted out.
This is kind of what's going on right now in Ottawa, sort of what used to happen in Toronto around somewhat during the 80s when Harold Ballard and his pal Yolanda were up to their various hijinks. You've got an owner now who's sort of threatening to move the team if people won't go. People aren't coming. You got billboards all over town saying they want him to go. You got Daniel Alfredson saying he leaves the team again, says they need a new owner. You've got this Randy Lee thing. You've got this Karlsson Hoffman thing. You've got the Karlsson trade that got botched. I mean, there are so many things now mounting with the Ottawa Senators right now.
Do you have a guess why? I know you know Tom Anselmi. Do you have a guess why he left so suddenly? I don't either.
I mean, first of all, Eugene is not an easy guy to work for and has his own and very much has his hands in. And the idea of closing off certain parts of the hockey arena and not selling tickets there, I don't think produced the kind of result that they might have. But whose idea that was, I don't know. But there's another one. You know, Tom Anselmi, who I think we all know is certainly a hard-working guy who has a reputation in the business, but leaves after less than a year. Something's rotten in Ottawa.
Damian Cox, always a pleasure. It is quite a time we live in, my friend.
Can you believe all the beer they're drinking down? I am outraged. Outraged.
There it is. We should just take that out and just run it all day. See, this is what Damian Cox said this morning about Alex Ovechkin.
If we score a goal at our own World Cup in 8 years, anything is allowed celebration-wise.
Does an own goal count? Would that work? Would that be enough?
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, if we get Argentina and Spain in our division, I take that back. We probably won't score.
See you guys.